Oh, that was absolutely brilliant. And I like that kazoo. When you play that, are you singing?
You don't just blow into it. You have to make a sound into it as if you're going to hum or sing into it. And funnily enough, when I first started playing it, it was Georgia that had to teach me how to play it. I was playing through the wrong end.
Oh, right. Sorry, can you say that again?
It sounded awful.
We'll have that as a little bit of a snippet, I think, on my show. Who is the boss of the band?
Oh, definitely Heather. Yeah.
I'm afraid it is, actually. Yeah. I don't normally admit to it, but I don't think I'm going to get away with it today.
Well, you have, I think in a trio, you have to have someone that leads it.
Yeah.
And it was originally her invention, and she hasn't steered us wrong yet, though, has she?
No, it's good.
And you pick out all the tunes you're going to do?
No, we're fairly equal, actually, to be fair. Yeah.
It's pick on Heather Day today for some reason. Do you feel that? Yeah.
I just put my dentures back in.
we'll cut that conversation out from earlier.
We value what she brings to us, generally. There has been a flower too many, but...
The original music, do you all write together or do you just write on your own?
I'm fine stepping ahead. The composers in the band are Heather, principally, and Debbie's just getting into the composition. If I dabble in composition, the songs fall to bits, they're rubbish. So I just leave the composition to those two ladies, and that particular one will be Heather's.
Mm.
So, and Debbie's just written a couple for us, haven't you, really? Mm. That we're just beginning to sort of introduce into the... So it's a kind of evolving situation.
Can I just say that it's not rubbish, actually, Dave's compositions, but your arrangements are fabulous, aren't they? And you've been Grammy awarded for your...
Grammy nominated. It's a long time ago.
And every time we do choir concerts with the arrangements, that's what the judges pick up on always, is that fabulous arrangement. So
even these gigs, other musicians...
Can we just get all the notes?
Yeah, they do.
Say to us...
We love the vocal arrangements. Yeah.
Now, the vocal arrangements, they are... When you think about doing harmonies, if anyone sings out there, it's bad enough just doing the one-part harmony. Do you actually gel straight away if you start singing a lead line? Can you all come in together?
It's hard work. It's not easy. But obviously, we've been working together for a long time. When they had the trio, I was the guy that organised the harmonies then, and so I was able to help them with their blend. But since stepping in, it's slightly difficult being the only bloke in the... mix. But yeah, it has to be worked out, it does. And Heather particularly looks at particularly articulation, so that's important.
Yeah.
And tuning.
Because Dave tilts his head when we're slightly out of tune.
Oh, how rude.
And I have a bubble coming out of my head saying, yes, I know, all right.
How long are your sets for? What are you doing at the moment? Are you doing 2 45 minutes or an hour? How long have you got to
now? Anything up 2 hours.
Depends on the gig, really, what they need us for.
Yeah.
And you do... And sorry, you play all over the Essex, don't you, as well?
Anywhere.
Outside of Essex.
Yeah.
Anywhere, really. We have a tour bus. With daisies on the front.
Oh, you do, don't
we?
We do. Yeah. That were some tour bus. That's massive.
It is.
You fit about 20 people in there.
Yeah, we do.
That's fabulous.
That's for the group is after.
All right. Yeah. Moving swiftly on. Now the second song you're going to do for us.
Okay, this one. Oh, go on, you say.
Well, this one features Dave, and we have to let him sing every now and again on his own. And the second verse Heather wrote.
Wrote the lyrics too,
and it's a good fun tune, and you can see what she was searching for in a man.
Yeah.
Didn't quite find it, but there you go.
Okay, here we go. One.